Good morning, Rechim. Chodem Hilchos Shabbos. Klal Tesmer, Sadek Simon Beis. And today's shiur is sponsored anonymously as a sus for Parnosam. So the Chayyim introduces some of the limitations on doing the malachas. So with this, he does not say this directly, but we're going to be touching on the concept known as malachas machshavas. And malachas machshavas is also Torah. And the more he uses the concept of Malachas Machshavas Asot Torah to tell us that certain actions on Shabbos are not going to be considered a Malachah D'Raisa, they're not going to be Chayiv, because it's felt in Malachas Machshavas, it's not considered Malachas Machshavas. Exact translation of Malachas Machshavas is not very clear. What is the point of Malachas Machshavas? One understanding of Malachas Machshavas is a Lashon of Chashivus, it has to be Malachah which is Chashiv, it has to be something significant which is being accomplished. And one is the lashon machshava, that something that the person has to do it with the proper intent. And one is pshat of the pshukim in the when it describes the malach of the mishkan, it refers to the malach of the mishkan as lachshav machshavos. So Rashi says it means it was a malach zuman. It was a sophisticated type of work as opposed to a very very simplistic type of work. So the all the blows go into the concept of Malachas Machshavas. Three different ways to understand what this word Machshavas means, and all of them seem to be true. Malachas Machshavas introduces us to many limitations into the chiyuv of Malach on Shabbos. So the first one the Chayyim is going to introduce is Kalelu Hamalachas Enu Chayiv Ad Sheyasa Kederach Sheoisin Oiso Malacha. Person only chayiv on the malacha if he does it in a normal fashion. So whatever the normal way of doing this malacha is, X, Y, Z, whatever it is, if a person does it along those lines, he's going to be chayiv. If a person does it differently, he's not going to be chayiv. The result is fine. So we're not discussing the issue of the result being a lesser result. So it's not lacking in chashivas in that regard. But it's not done in the normal fashion. That's not Malachas Machshavas. Also, if a person does the Malacha differently than usual, it's Mashunah, it's strange. Zedekah Kalachar Yad U'Potter. That's referred to as Kalachar Yad and it's Potter. What's the reference to Kalachar Yad? And the Mishnah says the case of a person would take a pen, put it between his fingers, turn his hand backwards, and you hold the pen that way, and write on the paper, he's not going to be chayiv in that case. Because that's a significant shinui, it's significantly different. He's doing it kalach yad with the back of his hand. So that's one example where you see the idea that a person does a malacha in a different fashion than usual. The person is going to be putter. Now, the point over here is not necessarily, again, that the result is inferior. That's more obvious. If the result is inferior, the shinui is significant by the fact that it produces inferior results. So that's not ma'isuman. But even if the result is fine, it doesn't make a difference in regards to the result. But there's a significant shinui from normal. That's enough to say that it's not kol malachas machshavas. To give an example, ketzad hakharish v'hatofer. And a chayv ad she yachrish from hachresh v'hachoyfer should be hachoyfer. And a chayv ad she yachrish from hachresha a bit more b'chatzino. The gears over here seems to have the word hatofer. It's regarding plowing and digging a hole, choyfer with a ches. The person only chayv if person does it using a plow. So he's plowing or using a shovel, and so therefore that's another way of digging a hole, but a person would dig the hole a different fashion. A person would use a small trowel, which is not normal to do, even though the result is fine, it just takes longer to do, etc., but the result is fine, but that's not another way of doing the malacha, and therefore a person is not going to be chayiv. And I give a few more examples. Okay, gives a few more examples, and we'll look at those examples tomorrow. But this is our first introduction to the concept of Malachas Machshavas. We will see other concepts of Malachas Machshavas as the Chayyarim goes along. And meanwhile, have a good day.